Boom! We are back. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Two Guys and One Lapdog, the podcast. We are coming to you live from Fogrow Studios 1 here in Portland, Oregon. It's a beautiful Thursday morning. It's kind of gray out, but we're excited to be here. My name is Ryan Yoshida. I am one of three hosts here on this lovely podcast. To my left, wedged in between my left leg and the couch armchair, is the lapdog. Abuela, do you want to say hi? All right, nothing from her. To my right, Matt Mayer.
How are we doing?
You know what, we're doing fantastic, and I'll tell you why, is because we finally synced the timer to when we record.
There we go.
Which is something that we've never done before correctly.
I'm usually completely in the blind about how long this podcast has been going.
Yeah, I was looking through the episodes on Spotify and Apple Podcast. It's a shameless plug. And all the times are just, I mean, they're all within the same range, but they're all completely different.
Not a lot of consistency.
And if you're wondering why, it's because we can't quite sync the record and the timer. Matt hits the record, he counts me in, and I try to time it with the remote, but there's technical error.
Anyway, we're figuring it out.
It's good. It's
huge. We're getting better at it.
It's huge. And I think it's safe to say it's officially fall here in Oregon. Gray outside. It's nice and cold. It's flannel season, sweater weather.
I'm into it. I'm wearing a down vest today.
I don't know what's that.
It is fall, you know. So I'm vying for to be the king of fall. That's also got my wool socks on. Oh, one's inside out.
Oh, you're making a run for the king of fall?
I'm hoping I can figure it out.
Let's do it. Maybe we can get you in there. I mean, it's a little bit of bias.
But I know the right people.
You do know the right people. We have a little bit of morning announcements for you all. First and foremost, roommate Brandon got his braces off.
Huge.
So good for you, Brando. We're excited for you. I still remember those times in high school when kids would get it off. It was like the ultimate glow up. Like,
oh, yeah.
Boom.
People were going from like a 5 to like an 8, you know?
That's a big jump.
Oh, well,
that's
dude.
That's the kind of jump that you can only get if you are wearing a down vest.
More or less.
Yeah.
That's when you know it's
fall. Or you can just pay for like thousands of dollars worth of braces and take them off.
So. I actually had a morning announcement that was not on the run through. And that is, I have a little short story about Abuela, just a minute or two. She slept with me last night. Woke me up at about 3 a.m. because she was whining by the door. Thank God Kyola was awake. I think he was playing PS4. He opened my door and let her out, which was great. Didn't have to get out of bed, but she did wake me up, so I was a little pissed about that. It was all good. Went to the gym this morning, came home, went to go put on my shorts that were on the ground of my bedroom, and it turns out that she had not made it out of the room. She had peed on my shorts, so there was a puddle of piss, because they were moisture wicking shorts, so it wasn't going to get, you know, they were Columbia, but there was a small puddle.
Oh, they were your Columbias,
yeah,
too.
The green ones, the nice ones, yeah. So there was that's a huge
bummer.
I know. And she hasn't peed on my clothes since like
since we first got her.
So yeah. I hope that she's not, you know, getting old or starting to, you know, well, she's already old, but
I mean, we got to talk to her off air, of course, discipline her just a little bit. You probably should leave the door open, because she just takes
naps. I'll tell you what, she has never needed to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night before. At least
really?
When she sleeps with me. No, this is the first time that she's ever had to do that. But she, quite frankly, might be on sleep with Matt probation. She might have to be sleeping out in the living room.
Well, I mean, that's the nice thing about my room setup. That's probably the only benefit of not having a door, is that she comes and goes as she pleases when she sleeps in my bed. So I never really run into that issue. Mm-hmm. There is the off chance that she could just piss on my bed.
Something that I do find curious is that you do have a door, you just don't close it, the door to the kitchen.
That's not a door, really. Like, that just separates the upstairs living room from the downstairs living room. That's not really like a room door. Like, I close that, I have gained no more extra privacy than I had before.
Well, if I wake up earlier than you and I'm out in the kitchen, you know.
That's true. No, I hear you every morning when you come out, which is good and bad. It's nature's alarm clock,
for sure. Yeah, I figure that's why you keep it open, but I just...
That's not why I keep it open. I'm just not going to close it. It just seems...
All right, you know, okay,
we're
digressing.
It was a good digression. So yeah, a few more morning announcements. We are going to be having a special episode next week, Wednesday. Why? Why, Two Guys and One Lapdog? Why are you going to have a special episode?
Why would you do that?
Why would you give us 3 episodes instead of 2?
In 1 week?
In 1 week, we're going to give them 3.
That's,
and here's why.
3 out of 7 days?
We mentioned it on Tuesday. We got a voicemail.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want to give away too much.
Massive shouts.
But you know who you are, and we're going to play the voicemail.
Huge from you. Thank you.
The entire episode is going to be centered around weapons of death, specifically to human history and how we conquered each other. So it'll probably be about 20, 25 minutes.
It's going to be pretty niche.
Yet. It's super niche or niche.
Uh-huh.
We're not that much of a douchebag. But yeah, so we're going to do a special episode on Wednesday. More details to come on that. But when you see that pop up on your Spotify and iTunes, Apple Podcasts notification, that's why.
Yeah, know that it's not a glitch. We're really going to do three episodes next week.
I know,
it's
going to be
crazy.
It's crazy.
It's going to be unreal.
And
in the middle of midterms, too. We're crazy. We're wilding for this.
We're doing it to them.
Jeez, the content
on
generation.
That note, this is unsponsored content. Mm-hmm. But go ahead and head over to Wayward and Wild on Instagram.
www.waywardandwild.bigcartel.com.
We got the voicemail was from them.
Mm-hmm.
But they have awesome PNW gear.
Good stuff.
So we have shirts, dad hats. It's awesome.
We are not sponsored yet.
We pay for it all out of pocket.
Yeah. Yes.
But it's a tax write-off.
Yeah. Oh, well, sure.
So, yeah, that's coming to you next Wednesday. Keep that in the back of your head.
Mm-hmm.
And the last little morning announcement, kind of another unsponsored content. But we recently have been watching Three Wives, One Guy. It is a docuseries on Netflix. It's only 4 episodes, about an hour each, roughly, give or take, depending how many times you pause it to get snacks. Great, great show. What is it about, Matt?
Just good TV, honestly. I'm not, I'm not a big reality TV guy, but this is really not reality TV. You said it yourself. It's a docuseries really about plural marriage in rural Utah.
It follows the lives of fundamentalist Mormons,
mm-hmm.
and their belief in plural marriage and how that relates to religion. It's mm-hmm. really interesting, but it is reality TV. I was thinking about this last night. It's like the Kardashians met John and Kate plus 8 and Vice covered it. And they grabbed like a BBC.
That's a pretty good way to actually, yeah. And they have an announcer from Britain. It is quite the show. It is. I mean, I'm just gonna shout out my boy Abel. He's got 3 wives.
Has he grown on you?
17 kids. I mean,
I noticed in the beginning they followed Enoch heavily, and then when
because Enoch was tight,
we're gonna go free. We don't want to give any spoilers. But there was a turning point in Enoch's life, and when that hadn't gone the way that he thought. We hadn't seen him. We haven't seen him in like 2.5 hours
in a while.
Of TV.
But Abel, I mean, shout out to Abel. He's got, I mean, he must have, his testosterone must be through the roof. He has like 15 kids. He's juggling 3 wives. I just can't believe it. Good for him. Shout out to Abel. I know he's a listener, so.
They do a really good job, too, of covering a bunch of different perspectives. You get the wives' perspective. Yeah. You get a new incoming wife, because, again, there's a whole logistics behind it. There's a lot of red administrative tape. Shout out Alexander Beekman for that. But they give you the kid's perspective. They give you like a young teenager. It's really, really interesting. It's worth a watch if you have nothing else to do.
Even if you have other stuff to do, I would make time because it's it's crazy.
You could.
I mean, it's just nuts.
Well, if you want to make time for something, make time for this podcast.
Well, I mean, that's kind of a given. That's a given, but
I think that's it, right? There was one more. Matt's Minute.
Oh, yeah. Matt's Minute. So I don't know. I mean, some of you might have listened to the episode 2 days ago on Tuesday. We got a little derailed. I did an NPR voice, and it really upset Ryan. He didn't really know what to do with it, where to go with it. He actually ended up leaving the podcast early because it just shook him straight to the core. But we did come to an agreement about when and how long I can use the NPR voice, and we're going to introduce a new segment, maybe on this podcast, maybe later. It's just going to be called Matt's Minute. I'm going to have 60 seconds to do the NPR voice and really talk about things that are going on today. Much like Fresh Air with Terry Gross, shout out to NPR, National Public Radio. So I just want to keep you guys up to speed on that.
What the content of that segment is tentative. We don't know what it's going to be. But I would like to give a formal apology to T-Gold Nash.
Mm-hmm. You can't walk out on T-Gold Nash
You remember that guy that retired during halftime? The DB. Titans. called it at halftime. Was like,
he just got hit super
hard. My body's
hard
like, not me.
Yeah,
I was
quarter.
Like, this is not me. I shouldn't have walked off.
No.
I was caught off guard. And it.
Well,
Matt
sure.
took acreage in my head.
Yeah, I'm living up there.
Really got in my head with that. I don't know what it was. I think it's just it's. The
you were
tone.
Upset. You barely. You could not do the. I mean, I mean, maybe I shouldn't have just sprung it on you like that. But I feel like I wanted to get a real reaction. But that was not what I expected
you. If I'm used to driving like a '97 Shelby Mustang,
mm-hmm.
and then somebody says, "Hey, today you're driving a smart car,"
mm-hmm.
I just that transition is just so wild.
Mm-hmm.
But guys. I apologize.
And it's girls. Okay. It's all right. Because for me, it was weird too. I've never done an NPR voice before on a podcast, but I was just, you know, I was getting,
taking some creative liberties. We haven't gotten any voicemails. So
well, just the one.
Not since well, we just, not
no,
since
but it was since, right?
No.
Yeah, it was.
It was sure. before the episode had okay. been recorded. Right. So we well, haven't got, we're still well, below
five. We're still waiting for those five voicemails.
If we don't get five, that's all I'm saying.
I think we're going to get five. I'm confident in T-Wild Nation stand up.
T-Wild Nation,
also, really down. Quick shouts just to Shelby at Shelby's Vegan Life. I just wanted to give you a quick shout out. I know you're a good listener, dedicated listener. So, you know, thank you for everything that you do.
Also, shout out at Allie.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to our number one fan for sending us fan mail.
Allie, you...
Rally Cat.
I don't want to... Again, I'm just a preface. If you don't want to hear a swear word, hit the 15-second mm-hmm. mash button. Because, Allie, you are fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was tight.
That was awesome.
Yeah, we have a number one fan who sent us homemade pasta sauce and a fan letter, fan mail, and that's just great.
You can check that out on our Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. At two guys in one lapdog, spell it all out. Mm-hmm. Allie, thank you. Shelby's Vegan Life, thank you.
Shouts.
And to everybody else who's been, you know, hitting us up, you guys are awesome.
Great. Loving all the love.
Literally cannot love, express love. That enough. And without further ado, we're just going to jump right into our first section.
Let's do it.
So pull out your student IDs, swipe into the dorm.
Get your key.
And we're walking into the dorm room. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Last week, I went. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I would love to go first. I found one of the products this week. Normally, I don't do any of the work for this segment, but the other day in class, I was bored, and I figured one out. And this is pertinent to my life, because I'm an early riser, usually around 5 a.m., me and Michael B. Jordan.
Do you shower about six times, too?
Yeah, I'm not going to be able
just
to
just plug the video. Just plug the video.
Pretty much Michael B. Jordan. It's a YouTube video. Just go to YouTube, type in Michael B. Jordan, what do I do in the day? He wakes up at 5 a.m. and goes back to sleep. He takes five showers in a day. I hate him. I hate Michael B. Jordan. But the product that I found was the alarm clock on wheels, which was tight. You can find it on Amazon, and it is exactly what it sounds like. It's an alarm clock that just runs away from you.
It's genius.
I need that.
It's like, but then I saw that you put that link on there, so I looked at it, and then I went like through the wormhole that is Amazon.
Sure.
And they have one that you can fill water with. They have that mat.
You're kidding me.
You have to like put water and it has to hit a certain level. That's unbelievable. So.
Yeah, the mat one I like a lot. It was like a mat, like a rug that you put presumably on the ground in your bedroom near your bed, and it only turns off when you put your feet on it.
Your right foot first, because the right foot always should be the only thing that touches the ground, right?
Always. I just know that I would get up, put my feet down, and then get right back in bed.
If I was your neighbor, like, and I was, you know, you were in the dorm next to me, and I heard an alarm clock just, like a dog just running around,
room, yeah.
I would call the RA.
Sure, yeah, that's
but
insane.
But if you need to wake, like, if you have a test, or you have, like, an appointment, or you have something, like, this is a great way to do it.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to, but how do you make sure, like,
well, I'm a heavy sleeper, but I'm not going to need an alarm clock that runs away from me, but I know one of my buddies in high school, shouts Clay, he would give me rides to school in the morning, and he was a very heavy sleeper. Like, he would, like, you could slap him in the face, and he would probably keep sleeping. And so, this is, you know, for some people, this is necessary. This is very necessary, you know?
You think so? You remember those vacuums? What were they called? The Robons, where you would, like, it has a home dog?
Roomba.
Roomba.
Yeah. My parents have a Roomba.
But you know how it used to, like, just go and, like, hit something and then, like, readjust? Uh-huh. Is that technology going to be in this? Because it only has two wheels.
I think it'll be better than this alarm clock. I think this alarm clock will be able to run away from you like just dodge.
There's just no way.
And the thing is, too, I would just keep my door open. So it would immediately leave my room and just wake up the whole house.
So you're going to have to, before you go to bed, set the time and then set it up so that in the event that it can't adjust, it's just going to go straight out of your room. And yeah, then it's going to wake up the whole house.
Exactly. Okay. So then the whole squad is getting up and we are chasing bread at the same time.
What do you do if you have like a quad or you have another roommate and there's no doors? Do you still set this up and just send it?
Yeah. That roommate just is going to have to get used to getting up early. Because, you know, this alarm clock with wheels stops for no man. But yeah, that's tight. And also, you know what? With the dorm room stuff, I think we're going to start throwing these up on Instagram stories, because I know everybody wanted to get some visuals. So I think that you guys can expect to see that.
Yeah, I was going to plug that at the end.
All right. Well, I'm plugging it right now. So just be excited for that. Next item.
Yeah. Okay. So on the topic of making noise, you know.
This podcast is making noise. All over the charts.
I went ahead and found a guitar doorbell. Now, what is that?
A guitar doorbell?
You might be asking. Yeah, it's not your traditional doorbell. There's no button for you to push.
And it's not your traditional guitar either.
It's your traditional guitar.
Oh.
I would assume.
Well, it's a door. What?
Yeah.
What in the hell?
Yeah.
So you press the doorbell and then it strums the guitar?
No. There's no doorbell. So this is literally made for like your own personal room or a dorm room for that matter where there is no doorbell.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a long wooden plank that you would put above the door.
Oh, wow.
On the top, and it has a guitar attached to it. And then on the door itself, in line with the strings, there's like this fork you put. So when the door opens, the motion will strum the strings.
Wow. Can you open the door in such a way that it plays a song?
Oh, yeah.
To open and close the door?
Oh, yeah, you could.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
I mean, probably not. I don't know. We're going to have to try it.
Only $140? Worth it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's $140.
So expensive.
But you could DIY this yourself is the point of this. You don't necessarily have to buy this one because you probably want like your own custom guitar. Like me, myself, I'm a big acoustic boy.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah? You play a lot of the acoustic guitar?
I can't play the guitar at all. Oh, but I like to pretend that I can.
I like to listen to acoustic. John Mayer, you know?
Like, I like to strum on my steering wheel like I am playing the guitar, even though I don't have any idea how to.
You know who can play the guitar that I didn't know?
Oh.
Bradley Cooper. He rips, man.
Oh, don't even.
I went and saw that movie, A Star is Born. You should check it out because it's tight.
Oh, you saw it?
Dude, it's tight. Yes. And the music is dope. Damn. The music's super good. Bradley Cooper kills it. Lady Gaga. Highly, highly recommend that film. Almost as much as Three Guys, One Wife. Just the other day.
Who'd you go with?
Just myself.
What theater?
Just the Cinema 5.
Okay.
Over in Cornelius.
I feel like you're lying.
Nah.
Because I don't really...
Okay. Would never lie to the listeners. Have you seen that movie?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, this looks tight. And you know what? This is such a big flex. Like, if you're, you know, like, this is...
It's just, yeah, you're flexing on a million.
Like, I imagine that this gets old eventually. Like, opening the door and always hearing the strings. Like, that would get real old. Especially, like, if you're, like, really tired in the morning, you open it. Like, that's what wakes you up is it's... That's, but it looks really cool.
It looks tight just to have a guitar above your...
There's a lot of...
Above your door.
Room for decoration, if I may. I don't know. That's a guitar.
I think if you have like just more money than you know what to do with, like Michael B. Jordan would be buying shit like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because he is an idiot.
Or if you're Sam Elliott, you could just build this yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Depends on
definitely
your taste.
Yeah.
Per se.
Mm-hmm.
Tomato, tomato. All right. Third item.
Mm-hmm.
We always try to give you guys something bathroom themed. We like to like
bathroom
to
think. Boys.
Bathroom boys. We're bathroom boys.
I love a clean bathroom.
Because, you know, you're probably showering like 5 times a day. So you're going to want a shower beer koozie. Ba-ba-ba-bomb. That's the third item today. All this is it's just a... it looks like the suction. Like you can press it on.
Like
stuff
the...
like that.
Oh, dude. Yeah, that's tight.
Suction it in. And then it has like a little cup holder so you can put your drinks. This thing is for a beer koozie. But obviously, if you're living in the dorms, you probably shouldn't have a beer.
If you're living in the dorms, you're probably not 21. So it's.
But the reason that I like this is because we did that whole like shower beer thing.
I love a shower beer.
It's the best thing.
After a long day, there's nothing really better than a shower beer.
But there's always that problem of like, where do I put this? Because I don't want like the shower water getting in it, so you have to like balance it. But this shower koozie takes care of that completely.
That's actually pretty nice. How much is that? $9.97.
$9.97.
That's not a bad idea at all.
Oh yeah. But there's something about showering and having a beer with it.
Mm-hmm.
That is just like
phenomenal. Well, a shower beer is like 3 times more powerful than a normal beer, you know?
Oh, 100%. It's like it's the poor man's jacuzzi. You turn the hot water all the way up and then you just like, oh yeah.
Maybe what about a bath and a beer? That's unheard of. That's unprecedented.
I don't think I've taken a bath. That sounds nice, but I feel like it's trashy. Why wouldn't you just drink wine?
Yeah, at that level, just get some candles, some flower petals.
Do it right.
I think something that I do want to do before I graduate is get one of those milk bath photo shoots done.
I'm sorry?
Have you seen those? Where like girls will be, I believe that it is a bath full of milk and they just, it's like a photo shoot, but it's like a thing.
Does the milk open your pores anymore?
No, I've never done it. I've never really communicated with anybody who's done it, but I have seen this trend done multiple times. I believe that it is like a tasteful nudity type thing because the milk is, you cannot see into it, you know? So you can be in a bath of milk in the nude and get these tasteful nude portraits done, but it's, you know, and so it's
that's funny.
Keep your eyes peeled because now, once I told you about it, you're going to see it
everywhere. I know. Now, we have our Apple phones, we have our Mac, our Apple Podcasts, our Spotify. Like, they're going to hear about it.
oh, people are going to know. I mean, it's not,
we're going to get ads. If I get an Instagram, if I see an Instagram model in a bath tonight, I'm going to lose.
Oh, you're saying Big Brother is listening and we're going to, you're going to see a lot of sponsored content that has to do with
milk baths. If I see milk baths, I'm going to lose it.
That's actually a good experiment.
I like that though. Like the tasteful nudity, that's kind of, it's kind of piques my interest. I mean,
you're known for tasteful nudity because you're always running around our neighborhood naked.
No.
So you're known for nudity. I just don't know how
tasteful it is. Should we make the cover art us, the three of us in a, you know, milk bath nude?
Maybe not. What's something that I do want to do is get those one of those pictures taken where I just have leaves all over my body instead of clothes, like a big old maple leaf.
Oh my god! You know,
and just like do a whole Adam and Eve type thing.
It could be a small maple leaf, right?
Or it'd be a tiny maple leaf.
Like on the for the nipples.
Oh, for the nipples. Oh, nice.
What do you think about Kendall Jenner's tasteful nudity? This is a little bit
way back. Oh, when she was like riding the horse? Kendall Jenner is all... I'm out on Kendall Jenner, to be quite frank. Wow. I do not find her attractive. She is annoying. The Pepsi ad? Oh, my God.
Oh, at her? She's a listener.
She's a listener. I know, Kendall, you're a sweet girl. I know you're a listener, but I just...
Kendall,
it's a lot for me sometimes. I don't know.
Real quick, I hate to retract. I hate doing this.
But she was riding a horse naked. I mean, this isn't...
I hate to do this to the listeners. I hate to do this to you. But if you want to know the best beer to have while you're taking a shower, go ahead and head over to @Brewski's Time to Shine.
Oh, yeah.
Great beer recommendations. You'll get it all.
Oh, yeah. He has some great... Especially if you're PNW located. Man, he... Or Hawaii, for that matter, because he has reach. You know, he goes... Yes. He hops across the Pacific right over that little island.
Oh, yeah.
That desolate rock.
On Instagram, just type in @Brewski's Time to Shine.
Brewski's_time.
If you're 21 and over.
Yes.
But
he'll have a shower beer for you.
Kendall Jenner has shower beers, and she does milk baths, and she rides horses naked.
She's a lot, that girl.
Kendall Jenner is all of the
genders and Jenners and those guys. They're
yeah, ridiculous. I can tell that you're not a big Kardashian fan.
But a take that I really just very very quickly wanted to just you know kind of slide in there was Caitlyn Jenner is the So Caitlyn Jenner recently posted a thing on social media adding our current president about his policies on transgender folks, and I just wanted. On the record, Caitlyn Jenner was at one point a supporter of this president. So just a little bit of hypocrisy there. Just wanted to note that. Just want all the listeners to know Caitlyn Jenner is also a hypocrite. So
that's true.
All right.
That's true.
Yeah. That wasn't Matt's minute, though, because I wasn't doing it in the NPR voice. So
the Kardashian Jenners, they're kings and queens. There's no
modern day royalty.
They have done this in a way that has never been seen before, and I freaking love it.
I've never seen so many people with so few little talent be so rich.
Just wait to see what happens to this podcast.
Just look at the Trumps, right?
Just look at us.
I know, right? Well, we're not rich, and I have some talents.
Well, it just depends on how you define rich.
I can
rich.
Juggle.
If you mean riches and possessions, no.
No.
But if you mean riches,
I don't have that
in
type
life
of richness.
And happiness, sure.
Yeah, I don't have that type of richness. My richness is life. Forever.
That seems like a pretty solid dorm room. I mean, you have a guitar doorbell.
That's tight.
You have an alarm clock on wheels.
Tight.
And you have a shower beer koozie. On top of Army Yoga Man.
That's lit.
On top of the world's smallest violin.
And on top of a beer briefcase?
Do we still have room in the dorm
room? Oh my god, are we just full of products? Jesus Christ.
Where are you going to do your homework?
Where are you going to sleep, dog?
God.
No thanks.
But yeah, like Matt said, that's the dorm room for today. And if you guys want to see what these things look like, we're going to post it on Instagram, probably on Twitter too. Our Twitter is all over the place right now, but it's there. So we'll post these pictures, follow along.
If they're going to follow the Twitter, how are they going to find it, man?
You can go ahead and find it at Touching Base Podcast. Oh, is that not it?
Oh, no. I think it's at Fresh Air with Terry Gross.
Oh, it's at Pardon My Take.
Pardon My Take.
No, it's at Two Guys and One Lapdog, but the numbers are the numbers.
Do not spell it out. Do not spell it out.
You understand the confusion.
You get it.
That's us.
Mm-hmm.
We're a confused couple of guys.
At the Joe Rogan Podcast.
Yeah. Right. Find it on Twitter at Joe Rogan. I was just texting Joe, you know.
Is he a listener? How's he liking the pod?
He was like, hey, man, like, I saw the picture because the dog puked yesterday. She was like, hey, you know, maybe get her some venison.
Oh, she puked yesterday?
Yeah, she puked yesterday.
Really? In your bed?
No, right on the couch.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for her.
But he was like, hey, get her some venison, you know, get her some kimchi.
Oh, sure.
Get her keto.
Her gut bacteria is probably all over the place.
Yeah.
She eats rocks. I mean, soil.
She eats coal. But that might just be good for her.
I think she's trying to purify her situation.
Should we do the next segment?
Yeah, let's do it.
This one is an absolute classic.
All-time favorite.
Far and away one of my favorite ones to do. It's what's in the news.
What is in the news, Ryan?
We can give you random little things that we find interesting and maybe not so interesting. See if you like it. First one that I found was the Deer Whisperer is like getting added for
Brother Nature.
Brother Nature.
This is a huge story. This is turning the country on its head.
Oh, yeah.
This is crazy.
What's going on?
I mean, from what I can tell, Brother Nature is a big social media figure. He is just all about animals. He's the deer guy with Canella or Canella. You know, he's the guy who's always like has animals.
Wasn't the first deer named like Money?
I don't even know, man. I don't really follow him, to be honest, but I know that people like him. People are coming. They're defending him. He is, you know, he's a big Twitter, Instagram guy. But I saw some of his tweets from 2012 or whenever that was, 6 years ago. I mean, you know. He was, he can only, how old is he, 21 at the oldest? You know, he was, right. He's a young man, so he probably didn't really know what was up, but there was some grisly stuff in those, you know, some very much, you would not want
the
that.
The Hail Hitler with the swastika.
Yeah, that was a lot for me.
The biggest red flag
like, dude,
I saw on
what
there.
What the hell wow. is this? Like, Brother Nature, what are you doing, man? I know, yeah, I saw that. And then there was another one about, something about, you know, Jewish people. It was just, it's just a mess. And, you know, I want to help Brother Nature out and, you know, be a supporter, but what can you do? You know, that's just hard.
It's difficult.
I mean, do we believe in forgiveness? Are we people or are we dancers, man? Like,
that's
what are
up
we going
to do? Are you on his side? Or are you going to
I mean, I don't really want to take, I'm not going to attack him. I'm, you know.
Are you going to ride the fence?
I mean, if he wants to come on the pod and talk about it, he's more than welcome
to. Well, he's
come
already a listener.
Well, yeah, he's a listener, but I don't know if he'll come on the pod and actually.
Like, I had to email him. I was like, hey, we're going to talk about the story.
Oh, did you really?
And stuff. Yeah, I let
what
him know.
Did he say?
Just,
yeah.
You know.
He was cool with it?
Avoid the administrative red tape. He was like, it is what it is.
Sure.
Go
yeah.
chase content.
I mean, like, yeah. Any public, no publicity is bad publicity, but, you know, it's just not the kind of that's just oof. It's you know I mean it just it also it, you know, there's a light to the story because it goes to show how much we've changed, you know, our collective consciousness as a society, you know.
Oh yeah,
because you know 12 year olds tweeting that stuff now, you're gonna get a lot of shit.
Oh but, yeah, oh yeah,
you know that's I
that's,
think
that's the other thing is that I mean
that's the silver lining with this story.
It's unfortunate. This sucks that he happened to put it out on the internet where it's never gonna disappear. Mm-hmm. He was a child.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, he probably wasn't making the best decisions. His parents maybe should have had a little bit more control over his
accounts. I guess what our parents said about the internet is true. It really does never go away.
Oh no,
you know,
you don't think about that. You know,
I wonder what's going to surface about you.
That's what I was going to say. That's kind of what I was reading this, and I was like, damn, like, because he's. I mean, I kind of looked at some of the stuff on him. Like, he did a lot of charity work. Like, he's pretty cool. Like,
he's mostly just kind of a personality.
Seems like a cool guy. He just makes videos of deers. Like,
yeah,
but he happened to make a couple mistakes. You know, and unfortunately for him, it's going to.
Yeah, he's. I mean, you know, I mean, it's.
It's all about the comeback. America loves a comeback story. So,
oh yeah.
Hey, Brother Nature, come back, bro.
Come don't give up quite yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a rough one.
I'm worried about
that's a rough one.
What's going to come out with us.
I mean, dude, you can, I mean, I don't want to be this guy, but you look at, you know, people that are in positions of you know, power in this country, and they do and say crazy stuff all the time, and it doesn't really seem to matter. So I don't know why we would care if Brother Nature, like, he's not, you know, calling any shots, really. He's just, you know, your average Joe. So I don't think we should care about that. Like,
what should we care about?
Voting, registering our friends to vote, making sure we get out on election day. The midterms are coming up. Blue wave 2018, baby. Let's get this money. Let's get this bread. That's what we should care about. And
that
unionizing.
That's what we should care
reinvigorating
about.
The middle class, getting it together. Let's do it.
I might be voting for a YouTuber.
I don't hate that strategy, to be honest.
They won.
I don't hate that strategy.
That's kind of crazy.
To be, can we let the people know what we're talking about?
Tell them.
Well, yeah, you go ahead.
I hit it.
I did the first one.
Now you got this.
So, yeah, we'll do every other.
Now you got this. I'll
well,
take the last one.
I mean, I didn't read the article, so I don't know what you want from me. I know that you're, I mean, go ahead.
I just think it's like a group of YouTubers ran for certain positions in Brazil.
Were they YouTubers first or congresspeople first?
They were congresspeople first.
Sure.
Transitioned over YouTube. Sure. And now they're running. They ran and they won in Brazil. And then I also saw like a follow-up article that was like the Saudi Arabia or some country in the Middle East, their prince was like murdered or something.
Oh.
What? I mean, apparently.
You want me to talk to you about that?
Well, no, because I mean, what the prelude to that was like Jake Paul is going to be the president. So I was like, what is going on? And
I
then that
not.
Was just underneath it. And I was like, oh my God. I'm worried about this though. The fact that these YouTubers, because they, the
well, are
media
they politicians
is,
that are using YouTube as a platform?
They're spinning
or are they
it. No, well, what I'm saying is the media is spinning it. So it's like YouTubers are becoming politicians.
But it's like, nah, dude.
He's I don't want a guy like Jake Paul.
No, absolutely
becoming
not.
Our president. But a congressman that used YouTube for
that's smart. Purpose, honestly, and that's super smart.
You know, that's awesome.
Especially in the United States too, when we have such low voter turnout for people. You know, the youth. You know,
is this a voting segment?
Well, no, but you know, it's just true. You know, it's just true. If they could relate a little bit more to the younger demographic, that's most likely going to vote to move this country forward, not back to fucking 1960. Then it'd be great. So maybe our politicians should start using YouTube a little bit more. Sorry, I'm on a tear. I was listening to the news all morning, dude.
I'm a couple seconds. I might just retire from podcasting.
This is a different podcast entirely.
NPR doesn't listen, I don't think. Do they?
Tara Gross is a listener. Yeah, and man, does she have a sing-song voice? She has a great voice for radio. I'll say that right now.
I think we have average. I mean, I think you have a good voice because your voice is a little bit deeper, a few octaves deeper. We're missing the point. YouTubers are becoming politicians. Don't take this out of context. Read the news.
Yeah.
Don't look at headlines.
I'm still unclear on this. Are YouTubers becoming politicians or are politicians using YouTube to reach voters?
Here's the exact article.
Okay.
YouTubers will enter politics and the ones who are probably going to win. That's all they say. They don't say they were politicians that became YouTubers and then used their platform to reach out to younger demographics. They're saying YouTubers will enter politics.
Damn.
Which is what most people will see when they go through BuzzFeed.
Yes.
So does that translate to there was a congressman that was on YouTube or Jake Paul's going to enter politics?
I don't know. You're the one who read the article, right? So what does it say for the rest of the article?
I don't know.
Yeah, there we go. The exposure is real. Long exposure.
No. Yes, I mean, that's the article, it was congressman in Brazil that used YouTube.
Yes.
But what I'm saying, you're missing
the point. That's clickbait, big time.
That's what I'm saying, is that the 13 and 14 and 15 and 16 year olds are not going to read the entire thing.
No, they're not. That is misleading news. That is BuzzFeed just being misleading. But yeah, that would suck to have, you know, a Logan Paul run for. I mean, because the thing is, too, he'd probably win. What, they have billions of subscribers or something like that, right?
I don't think anybody has a billion subscribers.
I mean, dude, I don't know YouTube, man. YouTube is not the media. I'm all about podcasts. That's my only form of media that I interact with. On Spotify or iTunes.
There's a few YouTubers that I wouldn't mind seeing becoming politicians.
Like
there's,
who?
There's a few. Well, I don't like to talk politics.
Like Will Smith?
No, I want Will Smith to stay acting. I don't want to ever see him leave.
Don't change, Will.
You're perfect just the way you are. He is a listener.
You want me to tell you about the Saudi Arabia situation?
We could.
Just real quick. I can just brief you on it. And, I mean, the listeners.
This is, mind you, world
news right now. This is happening. Pretty much there's a Saudi Arabian journalist who is a resident of the United States, works for the Washington Post, the United States newspaper. He was in Turkey, went into the Saudi Arabian consulate to get marriage papers for him and his wife. And was in there for 5 hours. Wife called the police. Turns out he was murdered in the consulate by a team of 15 Saudi Arabians. Insane. The reason that the Saudi Arabian crown prince, Mohammed bin Salam, I think his name is, MBS, wanted him killed is because he spoke out against the Saudi Arabian government. So we now see government officials murdering journalists.
Is it true they haven't found the body?
They cut him up and took him out of the consulate in briefcases.
Okay, so I think we're talking about two different things. That's crazy.
No, this is real life. It's crazy. Like, he went into the thing, and then a team of Saudi Arabian, guys, literally cut him up with a bone saw, killed him and cut him up with a bone saw, and took his body back to Saudi Arabia. Allegedly, of course, but not really.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's insane. And the whole world is...
A wheelbarrow?
I believe it was briefcase. I don't think it was a wheelbarrow. That's
a briefcase?
Briefcase is... Insane. No, that's true.
Did they listen to our beer briefcase?
They met.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Saudi
Arabia.
Are they listeners? Please, I'm sorry.
The podcast is huge in Saudi Arabia.
They took them out in briefcases? Oh my God. How many briefcases?
How many beer briefcases? Probably like 20, dude. Holy to fit a whole cow. Person.
How tall is he? What is he weighing in at?
He must have not been a big dude. He must have been probably about your size. Pretty small.
What's he walking around at?
I mean, I think he walks around at about 180, but fighting, he's like 160.
Oh my God.
That's mostly water weight, though, so you can lose that in a couple days. But yeah, just crazy, dude. Unreal.
That's wild.
Shit's crazy out here. It's very, very real.
Well, our last what's in the news is not of that magnitude.
No.
But it's close. But it's damn close.
What is it?
Did you read this one?
No.
Oh, you read this? Because this is tight. I'm excited for this one. A man, mind you, mid-60s, was on a hike. Not a hike. I'm sorry. He was checking his mining caves. He's a miner out in Arizona, I believe, somewhere in the
South You're telling West? Me he's a gold digger?
He might be a gold digger. Mm-hmm. Is that T.I.?
Oh, man. Kanye West.
Kanye West. That's Kanye?
That's a Kanye classic, dog.
That's Kanye?
I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messed with no broke.
For sure.
Yeah.
So this guy, let me get his actual name here because this is pretty important. This is a really good story. John. John Waldold, 62.
He's 62, and he's actively mining, checking his mining shafts.
Well, he has mining shafts
out in the
right?
desert.
So he told his neighbor, he was like, "Hey, I'm going out. I'm going to go check my shafts, and check your shafts for everybody out there. Make sure you're checking your shafts." But he goes Every out day. Right, and he's like, "If I'm not back by Tuesday, come out to get me because something went wrong."
All
right,
guys.
Which is just that's how you do things.
That's a it's cowboy like, mentality, dude.
Well, it's the same thing. Like if you're going to go out on a long boat ride or something like that, you're going to say, "Hey, if I'm not back."
Oh, sure, yeah. But the fact that he's 62 and he's game to just go be out in the desert, like
miner's mine, bro.
Clearly,
grind boy is
minecrafting.
So he goes. It's a 100-foot mine shaft,
mm-hmm.
and he sets himself up, starts doing the roll thing, loses control, falls to the bottom. And
he was going down into the shaft. And the rope just broke, or
he lost like control of his.
He's
grip.
Trying to blame he's himself 62. Down. He's 60. He's probably got arthritis. What yes. in the hell, John?
Yes. So he gets trapped down there.
Oh
right?
my God.
He's down there for 2 whole days.
Oh Jesus.
No food, no water.
He's just eating gold.
Allegedly, my man's John Waldo at 62 killed 2 rattlesnakes. Oh to survive.
God. Oh my God, John.
Granted.
Arizona is a different
country. They have
country,
not found
dude.
The rattlesnakes. I don't know if he got them
he
out in
them.
A briefcase.
He ate them.
He may or may not.
Cut them up with a bone saw and took them back to Saudi Arabia.
Survived 2 days.
That's
this guy,
insane.
I mean, granted, he's also a Vietnam vet.
Oh, sure he is.
So
thank you for your service there, John.
He's tough as hell. His neighbor Mike, who found him, quote unquote, said, "John is a tough SOB." That's it.
That's how he did it. He's just
when they interviewed him saying, "How do you feel about your neighbor falling down a 100-foot mine and surviving 2 days without food or water and an injury
and just killing rattlesnakes with his bare hands, biting their heads off?"
He's a tough SOB.
Wow, Arizona, you would not catch me in Arizona, dude. I would not last a minute.
Dude, if you wouldn't
between the desert and the people,
absolutely no way I would have survived.
No, absolutely not. What's I would have just been panicking.
The shaft? You want to hear the diameter on this motherfucker? Sorry for swearing.
On the shaft?
On the shaft.
The diameter of the shaft? I would love to hear about the diameter.
8 to 10 feet.
Oh, in diameter?
In diameter. That means that when he gets to the bottom, he only has an 8 to 10 foot circle.
Oh my God, he's just in a hole in the ground. I mean, at least he got to check one of his shafts. I wonder if he found any precious metals.
He might have.
I hope he did.
How did the rattlesnakes get in? Did the rattlesnakes also fall? Because if they're injured.
That's the only way, right? The rattlesnake must have. Dude, they can't climb on walls. They're not spiders.
There's no way.
Maybe John's lying about the rattlesnakes.
That's the,
I mean,
part
the
of the story
in itself is enough. It's enough that he fell down this thing. He didn't have to embellish it with them.
He did the whole 127 hours thing.
Yeah, he's been there. He came out ahead. He still has both of his arms. So
you have to imagine the snakes fall. Now that I'm like looking more at the pictures and we're talking through, like, look at this. Look at the shaft.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
He was down there.
Oh my
there.
God, that is hell. That is hell. It's just dark too. That'd be horrible.
Oh my!
Oh my God!
It's pitch black, right?
You'd go. I would assume so. Pretty
much. Or is there a little light at the end of the tunnel?
It's like in Batman when the guy has to climb up. You know, Bane, right? Doesn't he climb up like a massive?
Oh, but that one. But that's like a just underground prison, right?
There's not an 8 to 10 foot diameter on that one.
Damn! Wow. I mean,
that's rough. Good for him though. Shout out to Arizona. That's huge.
Man's is tough as hell.
Yes, man's does not give a flying F.
3 good stories. I think that came out of the news.
Oh yeah, those are all huge. I mean, Brother Nature, just shape up, you know.
YouTubers, not all of you should become politicians,
no.
But a few, maybe.
A select few, Casey Neistat.
Who knows? And also, not all heroes wear capes. John, you're badass. We're wishing for a safe and speedy recovery, buddy.
Yeah, some heroes just kill rattlesnakes.
If you want to fly us out there and show us your shaft, we'd be more than happy to do that. But I'm not going down.
No, I will not go down.
I will
shaft.
Not go down. I'll just look.
I won't go down.
I'll look from a safe distance.
I'll measure the diameter.
Should we get into what we're doing this weekend?
Yeah, let's talk about it. Let's talk it through.
Let's dive in, Weekend Warriors.
I'm hoping to come out ahead this weekend because last weekend I was in the red pretty much the whole, especially on Sunday. I'm hoping to be in the green this weekend.
What do you got going on? What are you doing?
I will be going on another business trip.
Nice.
Going down to the Golden State. I am a citizen of California, so I'll be going down there. Gonna do Halloween weekend Chico style. You're gonna see baby girl.
Heck yeah.
Probably gonna hit a hot spring, so it's gonna be good. It is an 8-hour drive, though.
Yeah, you're going to throw it on a cash 8-hour drive.
Which is not, I mean, and the thing is, too, my phone is broken, so I only have Wi-Fi, and I have no data, and I'm going to be driving for 8 hours with no Wi-Fi.
What are you going to do about that?
I'm going to buy an audiobook, and yeah, that's my plan.
Do you have any books right off the top of your head?
I'm going to go to Walmart and see what they have.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going to buy like a CD?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, nice. That's nice, pretty much, nice, yeah. Nice.
Unbelievable, though, right? That my phone's just completely shattered and just isn't.
I completely
forgot. Dude, I've been living my entire life in the red, honestly. This is just.
God. Your entire 21 years of life in the red?
No, but like the past couple days have been in the red for sure.
I guess in the grand scheme of your whole life, a couple days is pretty forgetful.
What are you doing this weekend, man? But mind you, before we get into it, I'm having a little bit of FOMO about this weekend because I trust me, I would, you know, I'm split. I wish I could have two of me. And no, one could go down there and one could, but, I mean, could rage up here because this weekend's going
to
be lit.
If anybody ever needs anything to do on a weekend and they have nothing, go to Chico because you're going to have a great time.
Also, FOMO, fear of missing out for those.
Oh, yeah, plug that. Yeah.
You don't know.
Because Chico's going to be really fun.
Yeah, it'll be lit. Probably going to cut a couple margs, maybe a mango marg at Trace and just do the whole thing, you know, happy hour. But, yeah, it's getting lit up here as well.
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
Welcome to the nation. Archer Nash. Stand up.
It always seems like, on the surface, it seems like it's going to be lit. You never know.
Yeah.
So, Friday night, probably going to take care of some stuff around the house, move some stuff, some couches. Uh-huh. Our ODCs, believe it or not, when it rains and it gets cold and junk, they don't really hold well. So, they're starting to smell and get moldy.
Yeah. We need to get the ODCs out of the backyard.
So, I'm going to take care of that this weekend.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm going to clean the backyard.
Oh, nice.
Get it taken care of.
Hey, I appreciate
boxes and cans. Maybe make a run to...
we have a million cans.
The recycling bin up there.
Yeah, we have a million cans.
I have beef with them, but I might email them ahead of time, try to figure something out.
Let them know we're coming in.
I have to get the beer briefcase ready. Because guess what, guys? That video is coming very soon.
It's that weekend.
We're going to video it this weekend. We're going to do some testers. We're going to take some shots. And not of alcohol.
No.
Probably of alcohol. No. But because I'm over 21. But yeah, I got to do the beer briefcase on Friday, take care of those. And then on Saturday, I'll be attending the local, what is it called, Harvest Festival here on Forest Grove.
It's going
to
be
there'll be a couple of breweries there, some restaurants, our local coffee shop that we go to. They're going to have a booth set up. So
yeah, it's going to be lit, man.
I'm going to just stop by over there. And then there is a Halloween weekend party for one at Nanea Alden.
Yes, you're going over there.
She is Zach Souza's baby girl. Shout out you two. And Ronnie Bartenstein is also hosting it.
Yes.
Ronnie Bigone. Gotta give him love. They're hosting a party, so I'm gonna stop by over there.
Make the rounds.
Have a good time. Should be really fun.
Couple doors down, there's another situation going on too, right?
Yeah, yeah. But we don't know if they want us to...
Sure. But a couple doors down is where the briefcase...
We'll see.
Yeah. Maybe it's going down.
Don't give away too much information on this. Just know that video is coming. Mm-hmm. We heard the demand.
It's what?
It's coming.
It's
coming.
Oh, okay. The video is on its way.
It's coming.
How do you spell that?
Don't make me do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make me do that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But I think it should be a good weekend. Sunday, I'm going to try to take it pretty mellow. So.
Yeah. Sunday, going to be driving 8 hours. It's always fun. Probably going to... I mean, hopefully I can get a good audiobook in my hands because those really make the drive fly by. I'll tell you. I had like a 24. It was like a 20-hour audiobook. Oh, man. Couldn't stop listening to it.
Really?
I was getting in the car just so I could listen to it.
Nice.
So hopefully if I can pull that off, it's going to change my whole weekend.
You know whose weekend I really am looking forward to hearing about?
Who's that?
T-Gold Nash, the listeners.
Oh, my God. T-Gold Nation, stand up.
T-Gold Nation, let us know what you're doing because we know
please let me know.
You guys are the true weekend warriors.
Oh, well, yeah.
Like, we don't actually really
only podcast Tuesday, Thursday. You know.
But we know that you guys are battling the weekend, so go ahead, DM us, text us, call us.
Mm-hmm.
Matt still needs 5 more voicemails, but we all know that's not going to happen.
I do need 5 voicemails. It's going to happen.
Do you think people are still listening at this point?
Just my mom. She FaceTimed yesterday, and she is struggling with the podcast.
That's an off-air issue.
Yeah.
That's an off-air issue.
Shouts, Mom. Appreciate you listening.
So that's our weekend. That's our Thursday. Big reminder, if you're still listening at this point, awesome. If you're not, we don't blame you. Wednesday will be a special episode featuring a listener voicemail.
It's a spepisode.
Centered of spepisode. I like that. Spepisode.
Spepit.
Going to be focusing on weapons of death throughout mankind's history.
Yes. Guillotines, so, crossbows.
You heard it here first. You're getting
knives.
3 episode next week. Be ready.
Yeah, next week's going to be honestly huge for the listeners.
You want to tell the people where they can follow you?
I mean, dude, if they want to follow me, I don't know why they would. I mean, on Instagram, they do it @_StapleGenius. On Twitter, @_rumgoblin. My Twitter is fire. So do that. If they wanted to follow the podcast, where could they do that?
They could do that @2guysin1lapdog.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you spell it all out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to follow my personal Instagram, you can follow me @vags. VVAGS. Vags. It's a pretty good Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Without further ado, guys, thank you for listening. See you next week.